I don't know.
Well, say if you had a real good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of
some pottery or, I don't know, china.
Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
No, never seen an egg made out of china.
Okay. And what might you have in your kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs? You'd call that a...
A slop can. That's what you would call it, a slop can.
And what would you have to cook in, maybe to fry eggs in?
A skillet.
Mm-hmm. Did that have legs on it?
Some of them did, way back on where they put the skillets in the fire to cook off open fire. They had legs on them, but now they don't have legs on them.
Were they still called skillets back then?
Yeah, skillets are frying pans.
Mm-hmm. And something that you might have to put flowers in. You cut some flowers.
Vase. Mm-hmm. Flower vase.
Okay. And what you set at each plate to eat with if you were setting the table?
Just knives and forks and spoons. And
what's that?
Knives and forks and spoons.
Okay. And say if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you have to go.
You have to wash them.
And you say after she washes them, then she...
You have to dry them.
Or in clear water, she...
Rinses them.
And what do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Well, you got a dish rag and then you got a drying cloth.
Okay. What about the cloth or rag you use to bathe your face with?
A wash rag or face cloth.
Okay. And to dry yourself off?
Towel.
And you mentioned syrup and molasses. Did you ever hear those called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Now I've heard them called, short sweetening or sweetening. Yeah.
What was short sweetening?
I don't know. I never known the difference or enough.
Uh-huh.
But they were. I've heard them called that.
And if something, this is kind of old fashioned, but something they could use to heat up water to make tea in. Had a
kettle, mm-hmm. Tea kettle.
Okay. Did you ever, that word kettle, did you ever use that word to refer to the wash pot you use for boiling clothes?
No. It was always called the black pot or the pot, or wash pot.
Did you ever, when you make syrup, did you ever have a big kettle for making that? Or?
Yeah, you had your cooker, your cooking vat, where you cooked it down in was part of the molasses mill. Mm-hmm. You had a big grinder that grind the sorghum up and put it into the, I can't think of what to draw those vats that to put molasses in to cook them. But then it would come out of there into a big pot. And you would let it cool down and you would bucket it, dip it up, and put it in buckets.
You
buck? No, you would just bucket up, put it in buckets, bucket up.
Did someone tell me something about I guess it'd be sort of a whiskey or liquor or something they can make from syrup? It's called buck.
Yeah.
I never
do that. I've heard of it though.
What did people used to buy flour in?
Well, they had flour barrels. You could buy it in barrels. Mm-hmm. Flour sacks.
Okay.